Hello everyone, welcome to the show. I am Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And we are stuck in the year 2017, Tiffany.
Yeah, but luckily we got back alive.
That's true.
Last time we were in this really weird place.
I shouldn't be unhappy about being stuck here. It's better than where we were before with weird spaceships and questionable aliens. We didn't know if they were friendly or if they were going to zap our brains, so we just decided to come home
run for it.
To 2017, but unfortunately we left Roxy and Shia in the future. Didn't we? Yeah.
Well, they can take care of themselves.
They're in the year 2037, which is pretty exciting. We'll be joining them again to see what happens with their action-packed future adventure. But until then, we're talking about time travel, of course, today and yesterday as well. Do you think you would like to travel in time?
Maybe, but I definitely do not want to see any aliens or scary spaceships because I don't think I'm ready for that yet.
So maybe traveling to the future wouldn't be your best idea. That wouldn't be the best thing for you to do.
We can travel maybe 5 years.
5 years into the future?
But nothing like 10, 20.
That could be interesting. What about traveling to the past?
Ooh.
If you could go back in the past, do you think you would like that?
I think I would like that a lot.
What time of history would you like to travel to if you could go back in time to the past?
I would love to visit the 1920s.
The 1920s.
Yeah.
Interesting. So gangsters, jazz music, prohibition.
Yes.
That
yes.
kind of thing. That would be pretty interesting. I've always wanted to see ancient Rome. When it was, you know, big and not all fallen down. And Julius Caesar, gladiators, all that kind of thing. What an amazing city that must have been. But that was 2,000 years ago, so traveling in time is the only way to do it, apart from, you know, movies and imagination. But the future is something we might see. In fact, we will see. In fact, we will probably go to 2037, won't we? But it'll take 20 years. So let's do it right now by reading our dialogue.
Time travel, the world of tomorrow.
Roxy and Shia are walking around.
Our city looks very different in the future.
Can we go to our house? I miss Mom and Dad.
Okay, I hope they still live there.
Roxy and Shia get to their street.
Someone's coming out of our house.
Who is it?
There's a man and a woman. They look around 30 years old.
Roxy, that's us.
There are two old people. It must be Mom and Dad. Let's surprise them and give them a hug.
We can't. The surprise might scare them to death. We have to get back to our own time.
Okay. I was excited before, but now I just want to go home.
Roxy and Shia go back to the time machine and hit the button again.
City. City. Jasper lives in the city of Paris. Jasper lives in the city of Paris. Still. Still. I ate a big sandwich for lunch, but I'm still hungry. I ate a big sandwich for lunch, but I'm still hungry. Street. Street. Look both ways before you cross the street. Look both ways before you cross the street. Surprise. 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 Surprised, surprised. William arrived a day earlier to surprise his family. William arrived a day earlier to surprise his family.
All right, so we're back to day two of our article. Mm-hmm. And again, we start off with the description, or we call this a scenario.
Okay.
So we see Roxy and Shia are walking around. So they're exploring this city. They're mm-hmm. exploring the future. They want to see what is different from 20 years ago now and 20 years ago before.
Right, and they had met, remember, a tour guide robot named mm-hmm. Daniil. So maybe Daniil is showing them around. But yeah, if you're in a new city, especially if you're in your old city, but in the future, you would definitely want to look around and see what's there. See if mm-hmm. your house is still there.
Yeah.
See if your school's still open.
That's true.
See if your favorite ice cream shop is still in business. See if they even have ice cream in the future. Anyway, Shia's looking around, and he says, well, something I'm sure is true. He says, our city looks very different in the future. Absolutely. Mm. The city would look different 20 years in the future. You might talk to an older person about what Taipei or Kaohsiung looked like 20 years in the past, mm-hmm. and they'd probably say, oh, it's very different, because cities change. City is spelled C-I-T-Y. That's C-I-T-Y, city. A city is a place where many, many people will live and work close together. Cities are places that are away from the country. If you have a city, you don't have the countryside. They're sort of opposites of each other. And a city is the largest grouping of people we usually talk about when we're talking about places where people live together. You might have a village, and then a town, and then a city. Cities would be, wow, 50,000, 100,000 people, or more. Some cities like Tokyo have 20, 30 million people. And in a city, you'll find all sorts of people, all sorts of homes, all sorts of jobs. But the idea is lots and lots of people living close together in a city. For example, Jasper lives in the city of Paris. Jasper lives in the city of Paris.
Okay, so they're looking around the city.
Yeah, things have changed.
Yeah, mm-hmm. lots mm-hmm. of things have changed, mm-hmm. I would suppose. And Roxy has a suggestion. She says, can we go to our house?
Right.
That's a really good idea, because you want to see, is your house even still there?
Mm-hmm.
And she
mm-hmm.
says, I miss mom and dad.
Oh, maybe they're
too much time traveling.
That's right. And maybe they're hoping that their mother and father might still be there, or mm-hmm. maybe some neighbors that they remember. And Shia says, okay. And then he says something that I think you would worry about. I hope, he says, they still live there. Mm. I hope they still live there, is what Shia says. Still is spelled S-T-I-L-L. The word still, S-T-I-L-L. It's one of our featured words. So let's find out more about it. Still here is being used as an adverb, and we use still to talk about actions that are continuing to go on after a fairly long period of time. So, for example, if your friend is watching TV and then 3 hours later they're also watching TV and they haven't stopped, you'd say, you're still watching TV? This action, you watching TV, continues to go on, all right? So we're talking about something that is taking place over time, and you're pointing out that the time is a little bit long. It's a little bit maybe too long, or something a little bit unusual is happening because this action continues to go on. For example, I ate a big sandwich for lunch, but I'm still hungry. I ate a big sandwich for lunch, but I'm still hungry. I continue to be hungry even after having that monster sandwich. What's going on?
I have that problem too. Sometimes after mm-hmm. I eat dinner or lunch, I yeah. still feel hungry.
You still feel hungry. That's right. You shouldn't. Mm-hmm. The hunger should have stopped, but it continues. Very strange. Maybe you need to eat bigger sandwiches or have soup with your sandwich.
Oh, that's very filling. I love that.
Good.
Yeah. All right. So next in the article, another thing happens to them. So we're seeing another description.
Okay. Where are they going now? What's going
on? Roxy and Shia get to their street.
Oh, so they are going back home.
Yeah, they're going back home to see if their parents are still there. Yeah. And they reach their street. Street is also a word, power word. It's spelled S-T-R-E-E-T, street. A street is a road in a city or town. It has houses on both sides. Sometimes there's even buildings as well. So in a city, we have many different streets, roads, and alleys. Okay, a street is usually the main road. For example, we can say, Look both ways before you cross the street. Look both ways before you cross the street.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned streets, roads, mm-hmm. alleys, lanes. We also have avenues,
right.
boulevards, mm-hmm. many different names for things like streets. So if you're looking at a map in a Western country, be careful, because just like in Taiwan, there's a difference between a street and a road. You don't want to get lost, but all of them are designed for driving down. So as they're walking down the street, mm-hmm. Roxy notices something. She's looking ahead of them a little distance. And she says, someone's coming out of our house.
Mm.
So someone is leaving or exiting or coming out of the door to their house. Maybe that's someone they know. Maybe
yeah.
it's their mom or dad.
Maybe it's their parents.
Mm.
And then Shia asks also a very good question. He wants to know, who is it?
Yeah.
Is it their parents? Is it a stranger?
Right.
Is there someone new living in their house?
So Roxy's looking, and it's a little far away, so she can't exactly tell, but she says, there's a man and a woman. They look around 30 years old. They look around
kind
30 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but adults. And Roxy
yeah.
and Shia definitely aren't that old.
Mm-hmm. And then as Shia and Roxy are looking closely, Shia says, Roxy, that's us. So they notice
Whoa.
That these people look like them. So they're looking at a future version of themselves.
So that's them cool. in 20 years.
Yeah.
Roxy and Shia are 10 now, but in 20 years they'll be 30. They'll be those people. But wait a minute. In these time
so
travel
weird.
Stories, you can't meet yourself.
Mm.
Right? Don't they always say that's something that can never happen? They should be careful here.
Yeah.
But Roxy's looking more carefully. She's not sure that it's us, that it's
mm-hmm.
them. That's a little weird. So she says, they are two old people. They're 30 years old. They're
yeah.
so old. It must be mom and dad, she says. Right, right, right. Mom
Makes
and
sense.
Dad.
Yeah.
They're older people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's surprise them and give them a hug, is her idea. Well, that would be a big surprise,
a
wouldn't it?
A huge surprise. If someone were to visit me from the past,
mm-hmm.
or my old version of the past, I
yep.
think I would definitely freak out.
For sure.
Yeah. All right. So, she says that it must be mom and dad. Let's take a look at our word par word surprise. S-U-R-P-R-I-S-E. Surprise. Surprise! Okay, so surprise is a verb, and it means to cause someone to feel surprised. So, to give them kind of a, wow, hi! Okay, we can use it in a sentence like this. William arrived a day earlier to surprise his family. William arrived a day earlier to surprise his family.
Hmm, very, very interesting. And of course, they wanted to give their mom and dad a hug. A
mm-hmm.
hug is when you put your arms around someone because you care about them, because you're friends, because you're being friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're trying to protect them, right? Kids
yeah.
like to be hugged when they're scared or something like that. But it means you're putting your arms around someone who is close to you, who you care about. Well, Shia is a little bit nervous
mm-hmm.
about running over and hugging some people they might not know.
Yeah.
So he says, we can't. We can't just run over, surprise them, and hug them, as he says. I think this is a good thing to think
yeah.
about. The surprise might scare them to death.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. If
I
you get
so.
Scared that, yeah, well, I think I'd be pretty scared. If you get scared to death, you get so shocked, so surprised, that the idea is your heart would stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually possible.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, it's actually possible, but it's an expression we use very, very frequently to scare
mm-hmm.
someone to death, to give them a big, shocking surprise.
Yeah.
And then Shia says, we have to get back to our own time. Yes,
mm-hmm.
they have to return to their own time before they scare anyone to death, which,
mm-hmm.
again, would be bad.
I think so. You can also think about scared to death as, have you ever been inside a haunted house?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Which, do you think they're scary?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I got scared to death.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I've been in any good haunted houses.
Oh, I went to the one at Universal Studios.
Oh, that's probably a good one.
I was scared to death.
Okay.
Yeah.
I went to the one at Ulai Waterfall.
Oh.
It had monkeys who looked like they were kind of sick.
Ew.
It wasn't scary.
Okay, so yeah. I know what it feels like to be scared to death. So I think before they do this, they have to really think about what and how this could affect the future. Like, there's something called the butterfly effect.
The butterfly. I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Like if a butterfly moves its wings, it moves other things and other things happen. Okay. So you're saying even if they do a little thing like hug or surprise their parents, it could have a big effect that they don't understand. Well, that's true. They always say that in those time travel movies. When you're meeting people you know, be very careful because it could have major problems. It could make major problems. Anyways, Roxy says, okay, I was excited before, but now I just want to go home. That's a good point. Traveling through time must fill you with all these weird feelings, and there's so much to think about. This is not your normal holiday.
And it must be tiring to go from one time to another time, and they're still unable to get home. So I feel like, yes, maybe Roxy is definitely kind of,
it would be safer to get home, too. Yeah.
So that's why Roxy and Shia, what they decide to do is, it says, Roxy and Shia go back to the time machine and hit the button again. Ah. So they think they've had enough. It's time for them to go. When you hit the button, it's basically like a small part of a machine, maybe in the shape of a circle or a square. So when you push this button, it causes the machine to do something. Okay? For example, like on an elevator, if you want to go up, you push the button that points up and it brings you the elevator so you can go up to the other floors.
That's right. A lot of buttons are used, as you said, to start machines, to make them do things. Some buttons we have special words for, like if you're typing on a computer, we don't call those things buttons. Those are called keys. All right, that's a keyboard, and you touch the keys to tell the computer what to do. But to turn on the computer, you would press the button to do things like that. And of course, nowadays, we have touch screens. Right? A lot of things have touch screens, which don't require a button. But as you said, a button is used to make a machine work, to turn it on, turn it off, or to make it do special actions. All right, well, that's it for us. We're going to be back with our closing wrap-up. So we'll see you very, very soon, right back here in this time, not in another future time.
Hopefully we won't get zapped back together.
Well, if we do, we just won't be here. So maybe we'll see you, maybe we won't.
Wait for it. It's review time.
You know what? I'm really glad we got out of that place last time and that we didn't go back to that scary space place.
That's true. There were aliens there that we weren't sure were very friendly. And of course, all the spaceships looked really cool, but it's hard to fly a spaceship when you don't really even know how to fly an airplane. I can just drive a car. So flying a spaceship was difficult. You're right. It's good to be back in our own time. But you know what? It kind of makes me think about what might happen to us, to the cities that we live in, the countries we live in the future, right? It kind of makes your imagination go at it a little bit and try to figure, wow, what would Taipei or what would New York or Tokyo look like 20, 30, 100 years in the future?
Then I know, we can actually play a game.
You mean a game? We can travel in time and take pictures and,
Well, something more basic, I think.
What would that be?
Because we can't really travel in time.
No,
but
we don't want to.
Well, we can. No, I don't want to as well. Bad experience.
Yeah.
Okay, let's not talk about it.
Okay.
All right, so we have 1 minute to draw what we think maybe our city will look like. So it can be Taipei. It can be from Montreal.
Okay.
Or anywhere.
Any city you can think of in the future.
Yes, and what it might look like in the future. So we can give ourselves a minute to try it. And
okay.
You guys at home can try too and to draw along with us.
Wow. Yeah? 1 minute to draw the city of the future. Some basic ideas of what you would think. Okay, that sounds interesting. Should we draw at the same time or should I let you? We'll draw at the same time. Okay.
I think that'll be quite fun.
Gosh, so many things to think about.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you guys ready?
All right. A paper, get a pen.
Got
See what you can do in a minute. Ready?
Go.
Set. Go. All right. So I think there's still going to be ground. So I'm drawing ground. I'm imagining, you know, with buses becoming very popular, I'm imagining they'll have some kind of like MRT bus. So that's the first thing.
Ooh, MRT bus.
I'm going to draw. It's going to be, it's actually something that I saw at Disneyland many years ago when I was a kid. And they had this monorail type thing. And it looked so cool. It was kind of like a subway, kind of like a bus, kind of like the MRT, so I'm going to draw that. It's going by, it's going very quickly.
Oh, I know.
People are busy. And then I guess it's a city, right? So I have to draw lots and lots of really big buildings. Because if there are, 25 or 30 million people in Tokyo today, imagine what they'll be in 2037 or something like that. That would be a lot.
More.
But you know what? I'm going to be a little bit worried about the future, so I'm also going to put a big plastic bubble over my city.
To protect ourselves.
Because I think the air might not be so good. That's right. So what have you got?
All right. So do you remember the show called The Jetsons?
Uh-huh.
It's a cartoon.
Can I keep drawing while you explain
sure,
your...
Okay, sure. Fine.
Cool.
Well, I can show mine first.
I
like your idea. It's pretty cool. So what I did was there was a cartoon that I used to watch called The Jetsons.
Great cartoon. Very funny.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And what I remember was their houses were high up in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I imagine that maybe in the future we will have something like that where we will have really strange structures high in the sky like this.
Right.
And of course, I think there's still going to be some kind of scenery, some kind of mountains or rocky mountains. So we still have the typical buildings like that, but we also have to be very futuristic. And we have flying cars.
Okay, you gotta have the flying cars. Everyone has to have.
Definitely.
If you don't have flying cars, put flying cars in.
Let's see what you drew.
I didn't draw any flying cars.
Oh,
I
was just doing. Cool
so what I've done is here's my little monorail train. Here are the giant buildings. This is I imagine it's like a beach.
Oh,
it's even
amazing.
Warmer. You know, and then over here, this is the sad news. I think we're not going to do enough about global warming because some presidents and leaders don't really do anything.
Care about us.
So I put a big bubble. There's a big bubble over top to keep the clean air in and all the dirty brown air out. Hopefully the future will be like this, but no bubble.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool.
That would be great.
So there you go. You guys go. What do you get? What do you decide the future would look like? Is it a happy future? Is it a clean, bright future? Is it a dirty, scary future? Are aliens eating the city? Is that what's going on? Have the dinosaurs come back? Godzilla?
Oh my gosh.
There's all sorts
Hope
of things
not.
That could go wrong. So let's keep our fingers crossed, and we'd love to see some of your pictures. So if you ever want to send them in to us, that would be very, very cool. But until then, keep fighting the good fight. Fight for the good future, because hopefully it will be bright for everyone. We'll see you all very, very soon somewhere in time.
Bye.
Time Travel, the World of Tomorrow.
Roxy and Shia are walking around.
Our city looks very different in the future.
Can we go to our house? I miss Mom and Dad.
Okay, I hope they still live there.
Roxy and Shia get to their street.
Someone's coming out of our house.
Who is it?
There's a man and a woman. They look around 30 years old.
Roxy, that's us.
There are two old people. It must be Mom and Dad.
Let's surprise them and give them a hug.
We can't. The surprise might scare them to death. We have to get back to our own time.
Okay. I was excited before, but now I just want to go home.
Roxy and Shia go back to the time machine and hit the button again.
City. City. Jasper lives in the city of Paris. Jasper lives in the city of Paris. Still. Still. I ate a big sandwich for lunch, but I'm still hungry. I ate a big sandwich for lunch, but I'm still hungry. Street. Street. Look both ways before you cross the street. Look both ways before you cross the street. Surprise. 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 Surprised. Surprised. William arrived a day earlier to surprise his family. William arrived a day earlier to surprise his family.